Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Tuberculosis is a leading cause of death in low- and middle-income countries, despite the availability of effective treatments. In the latest update of the Cochrane Review of one of the methods that might help in the delivery of these treatments, Jamlik Karumbi and Paul Garner have brought together the latest evidence on directly observed therapy. Jamlik, from the Circle Collaboration, based in Nairobi in Kenya, tells us what they found in the review that was published in May 2015.
Tuberculosis or TB is an infectious disease that affects millions of people and kills about a million people every year, particularly in low and middle income countries. Effective interventions have been available since the 1960s, and drugs are available for treating the disease and for preventing it. In either case, they have to be taken for a relatively long duration and not less than 6 months. While on treatment, the first 2 months are usually more intensive than the latter ones. During this intensive phase, like most bacterial diseases, the symptoms usually clear and the patient feels better. In fact, they might feel so much better that they reduce the amount of medicine they take or stop it completely. Poor adherence to TB medication is not only a concern to the patient, as it may cause death, but also to the public health system due to an increased risk that the disease will spread and that antibiotic-resistant TB will develop. These unfavorable consequences have led to efforts and strategies to ensure that patients complete their medication, and these have been appraised by a series of Cochrane reviews. Our review focuses on direct observation, which involves having someone acceptable to both the patient and the health system, such as a healthcare worker, family member, or a community health worker, directly observing the patient as they take their medication and documenting it. It has been suggested that this will help patients to adhere to medication and hopefully by extension get cured, reduce the spread of TB and development of resistance to antibiotics. We identified 11 trials with a total of 5,662 participants who are on TB treatment. The direct observation was performed by nurses, community healthcare workers, former TB patients or family members, and was done either at a clinic, the patient's home, or at the home of a community health worker. 9 trials were done in countries with a high TB burden and relatively lower resources. 2 of these were in South Africa, 2 in Tanzania, 1 each in Nepal, Swaziland, Pakistan, Thailand, and Taiwan. The other 2 trials were conducted in countries with lower TB burden and higher resource allocation to healthcare. That's the US and Australia. We assess the outcomes of cure, which is defined as having a negative sputum test in the last month of treatment after having been smear positive initially and completion of treatment. These outcomes were generally low in the trials comparing direct observation and self-administered treatment, and we found an improvement with the direct observation only in 1 relatively large trial in Thailand, where the self-administration group had less monitoring. Our findings also suggest that there is probably no difference in cure and completion if the observation is done at home or in the clinic, and whether it's done by a family member or a community health worker. In summary, it seems that direct observation does not necessarily lead to improvement of adherence to TB medication, at least based on the current available evidence.
If you would like to look in more detail at the evidence that has been brought together for this review, it is available open access in the Cochrane Library. Just go to cochranelibrary.com and search for DOT and TB.